Some people think little girls should be seen and not heard, but I think...
Welcome to Girly So Groovy, the only show dedicated to the women who rock and to you, the listener who loves them. We are a show where the music always speaks for itself. I'm your host, Trevor Klundert, bringing you 2 full hours of fabulous, phenomenal, fantastic female-fronted radio week after week. This is my first chance to wish you a happy new year. We took a well-needed winter break here on Girly So Groovy. My husband and I were road tripping across southern Arizona for a couple of weeks, and I feel like that desert sun has seeped in my brain, and I'm hoping that stepping back in the studio after a couple of weeks off, this is going to be like a bicycle, and I will not forget how to steer this show. I need to say, it is a thrill to be back in studio, but more importantly, it's been a thrill to get your feedback from our last 2 episodes of Girly So Groovy. We did our annual holiday extravaganza, and before that, we did our top 10 Girly So Grooviest and honorable mention albums for 2025. Both those shows are still available for you. You can go to our website, mixcloud.com/girlysogroovy, girly and groovy ending with an IE, if you care to listen. Coming up in the first hour of this very first episode of 2026 here on Girly So Groovy, I've got music on the way from Ani DeFranco, May Simonis, music coming up from Suzanne Vega, Hole, Throwing Muses, Emmylou Harris. But when we talk about the first episode of 2026, as your loyal music programmer, I'm embarrassed to say this, but I still have a bevy of albums from 2025 that I ran out of time to share with you in 2025. So over the next couple of weeks, I'll be bringing in new releases that are still from 2025 that still have not made their way onto Girly So Groovy. And that is how we kick off the entire 2 hours this week. Award-winning alternative Americana crossover artist Brandi Carlile. She returned back in October with her 8th album, Returning to Myself. And obviously, as the title suggests, it is a tender, introspective affair. So kicking off 2026 with new music from 2025, here is Brandi Carlile here on Girly So Groovy.
There's some freewheeling watcher shooting marbles in the sky, holding your ears between their fingers, watching it burn till the fire dies. Why is it heroic to untether? How is a lonesome holy grail? And if we couldn't I find myself in jail? Oh, keeper, how I love you. I love you but it's the only thing to do. Is it evolving, turning inward? Oh, what an easy way to be. Only kneeling at the altar of the great and mighty me. Let me break myself apart. Instead and scatter to my birds. Like a burial at sea to be the gospel without words. The only thing to do. There's no honor in the pilgrimage until a soul returns to another's hand, and then, and only then, it learns that life is like a stone, only skipping for a time. Oh, never really holds its own. It'll never see the other side.
To the lover of my youth, the solace for my age, my protection from what harms. You will reach for me on our darkest days, and I will come home to your arms. And I will hold you.
hands are full, and I will lay down the things I carry, and I will hold you dear while my shadow's long and my eyes are clear. I know these days will pass away, so I will hold you dear. I know these days will pass away, so I will hold you dear.
On a pocket full of mumbles, such are promises, all lies and jest. Tell a man here's what he wants to hear and disregard the rest. Well, I left my home and my family, I was no more than a boy, in the company of strangers, in the quiet station, running scared, laying low, seeking out the poor quarters where the ragged people go, looking for the places only they would know. Line, 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 line.
A little Simon and Garfunkel for you there. But honey, let's not forget that this is Girly So Groovy. So this time, Simon and Garfunkel's song, The Boxer, is taken on by Emmylou Harris, an enduring progressive force in alternative country since the 1970s. She took on the Simon and Garfunkel song, The Boxer, and put that on her 1980 album, Roses in the Snow. In the middle, it is Muscle Shoals, Alabama country folk duo, The Secret Sisters, with their song, Hold On Dear. That comes from their album, the album Saturn Return, released in 2020, an album produced by Brandi Carlile. And that's how we started the entire 2 hours off here on the program. Brand new music from Brandi Carlile. The new album is called Returning to Myself. We listened to the opening track and title track, Returning to Myself. If you tuned into our annual holiday extravaganza right before Christmas, you will know that Brandi Carlile was featured as part of that episode as well. Completely forgot myself that we did that and then started this week off with something much more new. If you are still in that Christmas spirit, that holiday spirit, you can listen to that episode. It's on our listening page, mixcloud.com/girly. So groovy. Okay, let's keep things moving along. An album that got some traction last year and will continue to do so into 2026 comes from a singer-songwriter that is just a pure trailblazer for the music that she's made. When Suzanne Vega released her debut album in 1985, she was a smart, fresh new voice from New York City's urban folk scene, possessing a style and point of view all her own. Well, 40 years and 10 albums later, Suzanne Vega has refined her style without changing much at the core. She is a storyteller with a keen eye and a clever, stylish turn of the phrase. Her latest album, Flying with Angels, proves Suzanne Vega is an artist who is built for the long haul. One of the tracks that I absolutely adore on the new album from Suzanne Vega is actually a song all about another singer-songwriter built for the long haul. On the new album, Flying with Angels, Suzanne Vega has a song that pays homage to Lucinda Williams. The song is called Lucinda. Here is Suzanne Vega right now here on You Know It, You Love It, Girly So Groovy.
She's a dusty Springfield of the South. Leatherette pants and a pale pink mouth. Beehive, bleach blonde, shoulder length straw. Voice is sweet, mostly raw. Watch her and she'll mesmerize. What's in those black rimmed eyes? Traveling preacher, born fighter, work that brimstone. That hellfire. Lucinda. Lucinda. Late bloomer, outlaw child. She can be kind, not afraid to get wild. Cowboy slouch, stage star amble. I love her because she's blunt and humble. I love her 'cause she's blunt and humble.
shaking on my knees, it's a cold chill. Don't know what it is, some call it a thrill. Just a lump in my throat, just hot blood. Don't know what it is, some call it love. Well, I saw you out in your car. You had the top down. We were driving real. Shaking on my knees.
celebrating voices that deserve to be heard. This is Girly So Groovy. Music right there from Ottawa folk artist Kathleen Edwards. Empty Threat is the song. It's the opening track to her album Voyagers. In the middle, it is music from Lucinda Williams from her album Sweet Old World. We heard the song Hot Blood. I am thrilled to say that later this month in January, just 3 days before she turns 73 years old, Lucinda Williams is releasing her 16th album. World's Gone Wrong is the name of the new album, and it features Mavis Staples. Those are two iconic voices that are going to be coming together. That should be very interesting. January 23rd is the release date, and I promise you, as soon as I can get my hands on that new album, it will be featured here on the program. Starting the set off, it is new music from Suzanne Vega. She is sharing the love of Lucinda Williams by writing a song called Lucinda. There is no mistaking who that song is about. That comes from Suzanne Vega's newest album, Flying with Angels, released just last year. Lots more music to get to in the next 30 minutes of the show. I've got music from Stella, music from Ani DeFranco, Deerhoof as well. But coming up next, a musician that was new to me just last year, Mae Simonis. She's originally from Ann Arbor. Mae Simonis is now a Brooklyn-based singer-songwriter who blends sophisticated indie pop with jazz and bossa nova and angular rock. And after listening to her debut album, the debut album is called Anna Maru, I have to tell you that I was stunned to learn that it was her debut album. Just for the level of skill she showcases on the album and the instrumentation that she delivers. Mae Simonis, up next here on Girly So Groovy.
Down by the water, sorry, Gunnyo. She brought up the needle, them in a bucket. Kino no yoru, yume o mita. Kutachi no. Do you?
I'm like a spy, my 400.
When I look back on 2025, if I had to select one artist, one album that was my album of the summer, it was music right there from Greek indie pop singer-songwriter Stella. The song is called Adagio. It's the title track from her latest album, Adagio. Such great summer vibes that I figured we could benefit from in January. In the middle, it was over 60 years ago that Brazilian vocalist Astrid Gilberto became a key figure in the bossa nova movement when in 1965 she released her solo debut album, the Astrid Gilberto album. On that album, we have a fabulous song that also seems to spark summer vibes, Agua de Bieber from Astrid Gilberto. And then kicking off the set, Mae Simonis, her latest album, her debut album, Ana Maru, released just last year, has been featured a few times on the program. This time we heard the song Zaragani. And I have to say, if you are a fan of Astrid Gilberto or Stella, Hopalong or Mitski, Nouvelle Vague or Beth Orton, you're going to find something that you will cherish in the music that Mae Simonis makes. Okay, right now a singer-songwriter with an absolute point of view when making indie music. It is Mira here on Girly So Groovy.
Honey, I don't want to treat you bad, but I'm going to leave you. Don't you think it's best that you know now, instead of waiting to see if I come around, so you won't be wasting it. But if you want to spend time with me now, I can love you deeply. Afternoons we'll spend them rolling round, so nice and easy. Make for me my dinner, make me proud. You know how to feed me, and you know I won't be wasting it. Its way through the dirt, it finds the rocks and grinds them soft, it makes a move. The forces old have made me feel to withstand what you do. See this rolling stone without a home slipping out from under you. Teach me how to settle.
here at the arrival's gate.
This sound is processed by Stereotool. Go to stereotool.com.
Album and a band that seemed to get some heavy traction here on Girly So Groovy last year and continues into 2026 is long-standing San Francisco underground group Deerhoof, whose ever-changing sound is spearheaded by the band's experimental spirit. Well, it was just last year that the band returned with the release of their whopping 20th album. In these times of conflict, Deerhoof deliver a noisy reminder that we need empathy more than ever. The song we heard is called Immigrant Songs. That is the closing track to the new album Noble and Godlike in Ruin. In the middle, another artist whose point of view always encourages empathy for the listener. It is Anita Franco. The Arrival's Gate is the song. That comes off of Anita Franco's album To the Teeth. And then kicking that set off, it is indie singer-songwriter Mira from her 2014 album Changing Light. We heard the song 24th Street. Lots more music to get into in the second hour of Girly So Groovy, but let's wrap up this first hour. It is indie electronic music from Gayonce from her album Masquerade. It is the title track featuring shared vocals with Ravine. Right now, Gayonce here on You Know It, Girly So Groovy.
Today that all you hear is old country singers and boring rap beats. But where are those good old radio programs that we all used to enjoy? Lucky you've got Bangers with Claire. Lucky there's a show at Saturdays at 10 with all the things that make you dance and smile. It's Go stream Bangers with Claire, Saturdays